Doug Tangdane, Worldwide Market Perspective. Doug, I was saying at the beginning of the show, I'm not sure you caught it. I hope you had a good weekend. Sorry about the weather. Hope you're well. How are you?
I am great. I am great, Jack. Yeah, it's cool up here in the Upper Valley.
So this is an interesting one. I was talking, you know, on the weekends, I always kind of, if I meet some folks and they listen to the show from time to time, I pick their brain. I respect what they have to say. And I met someone recently, and I think she works at Eversource. I think her name was Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. They live actually up in, I want to say, Lancaster, actually. We're up north, and they listen online as well as our stations. And she said, I hear you talk a lot about the economy and these experts who talk about, you know, interest rates going up, the Fed trying to control inflation. Things are tightening at the end of the year. We're going into some kind of a slowdown. But then, as you say, and I admit it, when is it coming? And Doug, I got to tell you, this weekend, Portsmouth celebrated their 400th anniversary. They had the big parade. The restaurants are full. Doug, I don't see any inflationary stuff in the consumer pricing coming down when I grocery shop. You can't go out to dinner. You can't go to the grocery store and get less than $100 worth of groceries anymore. It just adds up before you blink your eyes. Restaurant, you know, if you go out for dinner and two and you get an adult beverage or two, it's like $150 if minimum. So prices are still high. Rates are going up. So it costs twice as much if you borrow money to buy a house. And a lot of people are like, when is this thing going to hit? When is the storm coming? And I hear confusion in the North Country and pockets where you automatically, when things start to slow, the one market that drops is the North Country of New England, those ski homes, the second home market drops. Prices are still high everywhere. I don't see it. And no one really, everyone's sort of like scratching their head, Doug.
Yeah. And it's understandable why they're scratching their head. No one's seen this before. The last time we had a boom after a pandemic was 1920. And I'm pretty sure that neither you nor I were around. We were around in the 70s, Jack. I remember that. But that was a different time. The last time we had a boom after a pandemic was 1920. And that messed everything up. We had this once-in-a-century event, and it has messed everything up. So the economy is going on two tracks. On the one track, like you said, we've got 3.7% unemployment. We had 300,000 new jobs last month. New orders for equipment. We have factory orders booming. On the other side, we've got temporary unemployment, a leading indicator, down 4% from its height, from its peak. Last time that happened was in 2019. It was down from its peak in 2018. So we've got real personal income, including inflation, flat for the last year and a half. We've got industrial production actually falling. So we've got this two-track economy. Some parts are doing really well, and some parts are not doing well.
Yeah, but I just don't, Doug, I've been around a while, so you've done this a long time, you know, from the economic point of view. And I've seen a thing or two. And I'm just, this is one I don't remember. I mean, Doug, I remember when you couldn't give a house away in New Hampshire in the late 80s, early 90s. Interest rates were up around 14, 16%. You could put your house in the market. I remember people calling me when I was at WMUR-TV because we were interviewing FDIC people who were taking over properties, doctors who were working in Bedford saying, I'm going to Wisconsin for a new medical position. No one's looked at my house for a year. I'm just going to leave the garage door opener and the keys in the counter. What's going to happen? I go, I don't know. It was crazy. Now, real estate's high. Still can't get good workers. There's more jobs than people, it seems. I don't know where people are getting their money, but usually that second home market in New England crashes. It's not happening. This one I cannot read.
Yeah, and you've got your finger on it, Jack, because no one can read this. It's not in the textbooks. Because we have a Federal Reserve that's dominated by academics, and this is not in the textbooks, they're pursuing a policy that was derived from 1970s and 1980s textbooks. So I think they're on the wrong track. I think the policymakers are going the wrong direction, and that's why we're going to see a series of rolling recessions, one sector, then another sector, then another sector. And we are going to continue to see inflation. It's not going to get back to 2% the way the Fed thinks.
No.
Particularly with housing being as tight as it is. That's going to push up rents, and that's going to push up inflation.
And the other thing, too, is this generational thing. We only have a minute, Doug, but I hear from younger people, and I'll define that under 30. They're going out and getting work, but they can't buy a home in New England. They can't afford a home right now. It's just, you know, $500,000 or $600,000 doesn't get you much anymore. And you can go to Ohio, you can go to you know, Oklahoma and get a home for $400,000 or $500,000, or Texas, but not New England.
That's correct. That's correct. And yet it's going to be driven higher because boomers like you and me refuse to retire. You know, we keep pulling our paycheck and we keep driving things forward. So the rents are not going to fall, Jack.
Nope. All right, Doug. Good stuff. Worldwide market perspective. Make it a great Monday.
Jack, you have a great week.